This is MSONewsSports.com. Joining us at this time is Scott Cooper with us from Swampscott. And Scott, the news trucks definitely in Swampscott this afternoon for coverage of the hazing incident, which has derailed Saturday's football game against Saugus High School that was to be played at Swampscott High School. And Scott, what have you found out about the incident and what's gone on?
Well, I've heard about 20 different versions of the story, and you know, it's difficult. Something did happen, obviously, because the police were involved, and so it's unfortunate. I mean, hazing is against the rules, and it's like alcohol, tobacco, concussions, you know, grades. The rules get broken, and you have to pay the consequences. It's unfortunate because I don't think that everybody on the football team was involved in the incident, but there's no game, so everybody has to sit out. So it's kind of it's a blanket thing, and that's what the administration felt they had to do. It's very disappointing because I've spoke to some former athletes from Swampscott, former athletes from other communities, and everybody did a little something, but it's against the rules. So that's, you know, well, what are you going to do?
You
have to use good judgment and behave yourself for, you know, 90, 100 days, whatever the season is. And these kids got out of line. You know, some people think it's an issue. Other folks don't think it's an issue, but it is against the rules. They get caught, and now they're going to pay the price.
From what I understand, Scott, there was an incident, whatever the incident was, involving students on Friday night. There were no adults there. And I did talk to one other North Shore football coach today, and he was saying, well, you know, he immediately brought his team in, told them about those kinds of situations, and basically gave them a warning to – you know, to be careful of these kinds of things, to stop it, just as kind of what you were just saying, Scott.
Well, I know the Big Blue teams, for over the years, they've had a little rally over next to Loxford Field, and perhaps get out of hand. The upperclassmen wanted the underclassmen to do something, or, you know, do some, you know, hazing. That's the bottom line. It's called hazing. I mean, I was in college, and I was in a fraternity, and I played rugby and hockey, and they did stuff, but we did stuff that was, we thought was harmless, but it's not that like that anymore. It's a lot different, whether it's good or bad. You know, it depends what your perspective is, but it's against the rules, and that's the bottom line.
You were
the rules, and now you suffer.
All right, and one of the things that we do is we cover stories, and we cover that's a story, but also out on the field on this afternoon, there was a boys soccer game, and Revere boys scored a win against Swampscott, from what I understand. 3-2 the final?
Yep, Revere won 3-2. Swampscott boys' first loss of the season. That drops to 5-1-1. I spoke to Coach Eric Robinson after the game, and at this point in the season, he's going to give his team a B+. Or a grade. He says the communication has to get better on the field, and they have to battle harder for 50-50 balls and keep possession, not give away the ball. Early on, they made some mistakes and gave away the ball a couple of times, and that turned into goals for Revere. They have a big game coming up on Thursday against Beverly, so they're going to have to play a very, very solid game Thursday to beat Beverly. And the girls won their game over Revere 4-0.
Gotcha. Scott, anything else to share with us?
Well, I got Saturday off. What are you doing Saturday?
I got it off too.
Well, let's get together, Bill.
Okay. That's our own Scott Cooper here on MSONewsSports.com.